Hey, it's Joe Rately, owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Yeah, we do cook on that Goodwin Smoker. And you know what? In inclement weather, you got to protect your smoker, just like Barbecue Bob said. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. And I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. Let's talk a little tailgate, Bob.
Yeah, it's tailgate time. It's, again, just like hunting. It's almost like I wish football was a different time of the year so it didn't interfere with the hunting time of the year, but that's what we have.
Well, the good news about football is that it usually comes on late morning, early afternoon, and you're hunting in the morning and hunting in the evening. You might miss that late game, but not the earlier ones.
Well, I'm just wondering what tailgating is like for baseball, you know?
I'm not sure it even matters.
Do they even see it, though?
Well, you know, the Tigers are in the playoffs, and they pulled that off. But, you know, if you're tailgating in this cold weather, there's a few tips that we'd like to pass on. One of them that I always try to do is do almost all of my prep ahead of time. I mean, even down to pattying up the burgers, so that when you're in this cold weather and you don't have to mess around with getting all the stuff out and the seasonings and prepping everything, is I've got them ready to go. We put heat on the grill, and then we got our burgers, and they're good to go. You got another one, Bob?
It's a lot of work. You're absolutely right. And it just like with any good barbecue or any good grilling, the prep work, you hit it, nailed it. It's the most important thing. It doesn't matter how good a spot you get. If your grill doesn't work, you know, test your grill. If you forget your cooler, if you forget your drinks, if you just have one of those little things off your checklist. But, you know, I think the prep is spot on in terms of the best tips you can start off with for tailgating, because if you tailgate often, you know, the serious tailgater guys will have a list of things that they have to pack, and you'll just keep it on your laptop, on your phone, whatever, iPad. But that just seems to be, you're usually an hour or two away from home, and you don't want to have to run out once you get your spot because you're not getting back in that parking lot.
Yep, and I like the cooler weather, too, because I can make a jumbo drink. I don't have to have the little drinks with ice. When it's cold outside, my stuff stays cold, and I can make a bigger drink. I have to run back to the bar less times than when it's warm out, because you got to keep putting ice and stuff in it, and your beer gets warm or whatever it is. This is the time of year where you can stand out there with a glove on. Your body heat doesn't get your beer warm. It doesn't get your cup warm. And you can just sit around and have a man drink, man. Just that's a huge thing about colder
weather. And
I think,
you know, no matter what you talk about for toddies and all this stuff, I think the number one go-to for tailgating is still beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good Michigan beer, especially.
A good Michigan microbrew, the darker beers. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show, about why guys go to dark beer this time of year. It's just part of fall. So you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.